Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Diego, thank you for your time today. Appreciate it. Just, I know it might be a little painful to kind of look back at it, but can you take me back to after game three in Houston and kind of how the players and the coaching staff supported you and helped you through that moment?
Yeah, difficult situation. Sad, of course. I had veterans help me, coaches help me, talk me through it. Of course, emotions to feel. Probably the first time I felt like that. So they helped me through it with what's normal, what not to overthink about, to dwell on too much. And things happen, things come and go, and I know that. But sad moment, but we move on. Nothing we can do about it now, and I think it's on to next season.
Despite the ups and downs of the season, the highs and lows, I would imagine as far as your gameplay goes, your confidence has to be at an all-time high. And Pablo's trusted you for quite some time now on this team to the point where you've become kind of this offensive focal point. What points in your game do you think allow you to be so effective at the MLS level?
I think the biggest takeaway for me, I've said it multiple times, has been my own mentality this year. I figured what has worked for me and what has not. So I think my own mentality and what has helped me stay in the right mindset and give me a backup routine to whenever I'm feeling off to fall on has helped me succeed. And of course, my work rate on and off the ball, both sides of the ball, have given me the confidence, the fitness, and the ability to perform and score goals late, to score goals early.
And lastly for me, what have you learned from this season, and how excited are you to get back at it in 2024?
Yeah, I think, like I just said, learning for myself was the most important thing. I think the biggest takeaway, the mentality that I need to perform at that level and what has helped me. And of course, everything that I've been growing on this year, just keeping my head down, working hard on and off the ball is going to get me success later on or soon or later on. And I think with the players around me that have helped me and have shown, the support that I need to perform and at times what I need has given me the time for success. And I think that's what's helping me.
Great. Thanks, Diego.
Of course.
This season tested RSL a lot. You know, there were injuries.
Yeah.
There were runs of good form, then runs of up and down form. Mm-hmm. The weight of the season ended for you guys, like it just seems kind of like a roller coaster in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And when you kind of look back at the season and you look forward a little bit to next year as well, what do you think can you guys sustain from this season and like translate it to next season? And what needs to change in order for you guys to get to the goals you want to reach, the silverware that this club really wants?
I think we take away the positives of the year. I think we take away and we look back at film. We look back at the energy of the group on what worked. I think the biggest thing for our group is that we just got to work endlessly, 90 minutes, and we can fight our way into games and we could fight ourselves, out of holes that we put ourselves in. And that's one thing that we need to improve on is not conceding early, not conceding the goals first. And I think we continue to keep that and not concede early, we will fight 90 plus minutes and we'll get late goals. We'll get goals later on and we'll fight till that last whistle. And that's our strength. So I think not putting ourselves down in the beginning will help us in the long run, whether that's, scoring early or scoring late, we'll always create chances and stuff. So I think not putting us down early would be the biggest takeaway.
And when it comes to personnel, I mean, usually at the end of a season, there's always questions like, what does the team need? Does the team need an extra this? Does the team need an extra that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in terms of depth and personnel, does this team have enough to get to the silverware that you guys want? And if not, what kind of needs what needs do you feel like the team has from a roster standpoint that can that would help out?
I think we have the personnel to do what we want to do, and I think we were one PK away from, you know, all these talks being different and stuff like that. So I think we have the personnel. I think it's about everybody being at their best, and that's what a championship team is. Everybody's performing every day. Mentality's right in the group. Everybody's focused, locked in, and has one goal in mind. So I think it's being switched on in that category. But I think everybody, as a soccer player and as a person, has the ability on this team to be what we need and what we want to win, you know, championships and win things.
And last thing for me, at least for now, you're under contract for a while, but usually when players have a really good run of form like you did the last few games of the season, there's going to be offers, there's going to be interest. I'm curious, from your perspective, how open are you to listening to potential other offers? And if you're not, how committed are you to RSL?
You know, that's soccer, right? Of course, there's always going to be talks of other things and other teams, other contracts. But for me, all I'm focused on is coming back here next year, playing for RSL. Like you said, I'm in a great run of form, and I'm going to try my hardest to continue that and if not, do better next year. And yeah, that's all I'm really focused on is playing here. And of course, you know, everybody has agents and people that the club can talk to, blah, blah, blah. But I'm solely focused on just playing here, and whatever happens, happens. But right now I'm playing for RSL, and that's what I want to be doing, and I'm going to give it my all. So yeah.
How do you want to improve next year? What are your goals?
Yeah, I think I need to get more assists. I think I ended the season with 7 goals, but I think, you know, my assist number as an attacking player should be way higher. So I think that's one area that I really want to improve on. But continue next year scoring goals and being that guy, you know, where we can have offensive threat and being the guy that scores goals, gets assists, and I think that's what I want to do. And of course, continue on my both sides of the ball defensively and offensively, my work rate.
Thanks,
Dave. Yeah. Yeah.
You've obviously quickly become a fan favorite. What message do you have for the fans, you know, to recap 2023 and look ahead to 2024?
Yeah, you know, I think on Instagram I posted something, and it's just about, you know, you have a lot of emotions and feelings at times, but the one thing that never changes is how grateful, like, I am to go out there and play in front of our fans and just have the support from, you know, messages and just people just asking for pictures out in public and stuff like that. It's an unbelievable feeling and something that I've dreamt of as a little kid that I used to do, you know, with other players that I've seen around. So just the support that RSL has given me is a big part of my success on why I'm able to be as confident and be as comfortable as I want to be and perform at the level that I am and continue to do so. So I think thank you to the RSL fans, of course, and yeah.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.